Good morning, everybody. So each Christmas time, I have a difficult time balancing the hard realities that must have surrounded the birth of Jesus. And then how over the centuries, these events get romanticized. The Annunciation and Mary's struggle with it. The Visitation. Quirinius's census. Mary and Joseph's travel to Jerusalem close to childbirth. The birth of Jesus in a stable. Him being laid in a manger. Herod's search for the child. And then the family fleeing to Egypt. It is possible for us to romanticize these events and lose sight of the realism of these events. The same can happen with the Feast of the Holy Family. Yes, it is true that two of the three members of the Holy Family were sinless, and I don't know whether that made Joseph's life harder or easier. I do not know that. In any case, we can be sure that in spite of that, the Holy Family faced many of the complexities that we do. And I'm sure that they struggled like we do, just as they must have found comfort like we do in our family members. 2020 has been an incredibly hard year on the families because of the challenges presented by the pandemic. Families have struggled with ill family members, the loss of a loved one to COVID, especially the elderly who died alone in hospitals and nursing homes. Families faced immense financial challenges with job losses, unemployment, paying bills, homeschooling, managing work schedules for the sake of their children's online education, dealing with the stress of working from home, and tragically, in some cases, domestic abuse. For those struggling with mental health issues, or if a family member has mental health issues, family life has been particularly stressful. And this is also true of family members who've had to go to seek emergency care, sometimes alone, or be admitted in hospitals without family members by their side. While these challenges exist, without families, these struggles could have been so much harder. In most cases, our family, our home, our loved ones have been our refuge and our strength. So I would like to bring a couple of points before you for reflection and end my homily with a blessing or a prayer for our families. Now, I just wrote the prayer yesterday. I would have printed it out for you, but I just did not have the time between yesterday and today to do that. However, I'll invite you to pray with me as I pray this prayer, and maybe you can download this prayer later from the internet. So first of all, let's talk about the holiness of families. The Holy Family, the name says it all, isn't it? Folks, families, not just the Holy Family of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, but all families are considered holy for two reasons. First, because of the incarnation. Just as Jesus' becoming human gave a new dignity to the human race, So also God's incarnation into a family gives a new dignity to the human family. Even otherwise, the family was already considered a sacred unit in the Judeo-Christian tradition. The original dignity of the family comes from our understanding of the family being God's creation. God gave Adam and Eve to each other and created the first human family. However, Jesus being born into the holy, into a human family gives the human family a renewed dignity. The family is God's dwelling place. Our homes are God's abode. Christians even call the home the domestic church or the church at home. So the most important thing that we can do on the feast day of the Holy Family is to remind ourselves that by its very nature, our families are already sacred. The sacredness of our family does not totally depend on the holiness of all its members. Because if that was the case, none of our families would be holy, right? Because we're all sinners. Rather, the holiness of the family, first and foremost, stems from the reality that the family is of divine origin. That the family is God's creation. That our families and our homes are the dwelling place of God. So I'm suggesting that this week you become deeply aware of the reality of the sacredness of your home and of your family. Appropriate that. Think about your family as already holy and sacred. And no matter what your family looks like, thank God that God considers your home worthy of being a dwelling place. Secondly, I want to talk about family and faith. I feel very content that the infancy narratives in the gospel readings do not shield us from the struggles of Jesus' family. Like, we know much of the details of the struggles that Jesus and his family faced. As I said earlier, the Holy Family faced challenges like our families do. But through it all, there is one thing that is consistent in their story. Their constant, undying and undiminished faith. No matter what the reality, they always responded in faith. Mary responded to the angel Gabriel's annunciation with faith. Joseph obeyed the angel's command with faith. Even when the angel disappeared, we see them facing life with faith. And the climax of their faith is seen on Calvary. Even as Mary stands at the foot of the cross, and probably by this time she was widowed. And as Jesus sees his weeping mother, their faith never wavered. And I believe it was their faith that helped them to carry their crosses and be strong for each other. Our families too have faced unprecedented challenges during this pandemic year. And I hope that these challenges have only strengthened the faith of our families. And I hope that we will face the challenges of the upcoming year with faith. As we identify with the struggles of the Holy Family, I pray that we will also identify with the faith of the Holy Family. There is an area of particular concern for me these days. The impact of the pandemic on the faith and religious education of our children. I am really, really concerned that last year and this year, put together, the coming year put together, would have taken a toll on the faith and the religious education of our children. I'm also concerned that when things get back to normal, getting back to church is going to require immense discipline and effort. If you are concerned for your family in this regard, may I suggest that in the new year, you make an extraordinary effort to connect your family gradually back with the faith community, with the worshiping community. And as the situation with the pandemic improves, perhaps the family can return back to church maybe once a month and then finally get back to how it was before the pandemic hit. Until then, be sure to attend Mass at home. Make sure that your children are participating in worship. If you've not signed your children up for religious education, pray that you can do this the coming year. Either way, my plea is that we nurture the faith of our children during these difficult times. That we don't let it fall off the radar. Please remember that just like the Holy Family, it is our faith that sustains us during this time. Finally, I would like to offer a prayer for our families. So please, in your heart, join me as we pray for our families. Dear God, origin of life and creator of families, when the appointed time came, you chose to send Jesus into a family and made the home your dwelling place. In this way, you consecrated each home and every family. Today, we bring our families before you. As we model our family around the Holy Family, we pray that we might have a renewed awareness of your presence in our homes. Help us to see every member of our family as your gift. And help us to treat one another with the same honor that we have for you. During this pandemic, we raise up families that are grieving the death of a loved one. Families or family members struggling in their faith. Families struggling with physical, mental, and emotional health. Families that are stressed and fearful because of unemployment and other financial burdens. Families that experience domestic abuse or substance abuse in any form. Our children and youth who are finding education difficult. Families that face breakup because of the stress created by the pandemic. Holy God, hold our families in your protective, comforting, healing, and redeeming embrace. One day, may we be reunited with you in our eternal home in heaven. We ask these things through Christ our Lord. Amen.